Good evening, everyone. It's Sunday evening, the 21st of May. There is a time to keep silent before God. You know, when the waves of trouble roll, when our soul is bare and we need water from God, there's a time to be silent before Him. There's coming a time when we're going to see that silence demonstrated. Psalm 33, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. Amos 5:13, therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that day, for it's an evil time. You know, in Revelation it says, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Can you imagine? There would be silence in heaven for half an hour. There's a time when we need to be silent before God. There's a time to speak, and then there's a time to be silence. Ecclesiastes 3:7, a time to read, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. Isaiah 41:1, keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near and let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. I've had times in my life when I knew that it was an important time just to be silent before God. We have nothing in ourselves to boast of, and our hope rests only in the completed work of Christ. We put our hand on our mouth and say, "Who am I? Who am I that a king should bleed and die for?" The answer I may never know, how he ever loved me so, but to the old crooked cross he'd go, for who am I? Well, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. I have been kind of silent the last few days. I haven't said a whole lot. There are times when we feel compelled to speak about certain things, and there are other times when we're compelled to be silent before God. May the good Lord be with you this evening, and may he grant unto you a blessed week is my prayer. God bless.